Greetings, brothers. This sermon here is just a short sermon that I wrote up called Paul's Declaration of the State of Man Outside Christ, or in other words, an indictment on liberalism. And the text we're going to be taking it from is Romans chapter 1, verses 15 through 32. Preface. Recently, I, along with some of my Reformed brothers, have been engaged in disputation with some of our Roman Catholic friends over their religious practices and why we, as Reformed Christians, cannot consider them to be true members of the body of Jesus Christ. As a means, or a litmus test, to determine our belief, I will briefly illustrate where we are to know who true Christians really are. I'm going to read the text here, starting in verse 15, the first chapter of Romans. We read, and I'm reading first the King James Version. Romans 1:15. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. Verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse 23. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God to an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25 through 32. I'll just keep reading it. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now that we've established the context of the state of the natural man who is outside of Jesus Christ, I'll begin the exegesis. In verse 15, we see that the apostle is establishing to whom the message is going toward, the people of Rome. Now at that time, the Roman Empire was the Roman Empire. Paul could not have possibly seen that the Roman Empire was going to usurp the Christian religion for their own benefit in order to further sustain their lives as an empire, going from a military might to one in the guise of Christians. And I'll read it again here. Romans 1:15 in the American Standard Version. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you also that are in Rome. And I've heard personally preachers use this text falsely to establish that these words were meant pretty much to describe Jews, specifically the nation of Israel, and this could not be further than the truth. To the regenerate mind, this clearly and completely describes the state of fallen man in his sin nature. Verses 16 through 17. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed a righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, but the righteous, or just, shall live by faith. And Paul tells us here that he's not ashamed to say what he's about to say. Both Jew and Greek, meaning all types, not just Jews and Greeks, have revealed to them the righteousness of God when in the form of being regenerated and having the renewing of your mind. And as it is written, the just shall live by faith, not by works, not by choice or a free will decision, not by intercessory prayers to Mary or just any of the Roman things that they've done, whether it be purchase of pardon for their sins, indulgences, venerating relics, venerating Mary, merits of saints. It's none of these things. It is a gift of God, and it comes from God alone. And the doctrine here is simply unregenerate men outside of Christ, outside of the regeneration process, cannot be true Christians. Now, since verse 18 is essentially the thrust of what I'm actually talking about here, I'm going to read all the translations on this verse from the Bible Gateway. Please bear with me. I don't want anyone to be able to say, well, my version doesn't say that. And we'll go from here. Now, some of these I've never seen before, so I'm just going to spell out the letters there. And whoever has these versions obviously know what they are. The King James 21, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. The American Standard, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hinder the truth in unrighteousness. Amplified Bible, for God does not overlook sin and the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness suppress and stifle the truth. Anyone think of a Roman Pope here? The AMPC, for God's holy wrath and indignation are revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness repress and hinder the truth and make it inoperative. The BRG, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. CEB, God's wrath is being revealed from heaven against all the ungodly behavior and the injustice of human beings who silence the truth with injustice. CJB, what is revealed is God's anger from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who in their wickedness keep suppressing the truth. The CEV, from heaven God shows how angry he is with all the wicked and evil things that sinful people do to crush the truth. Darby, for there is revealed wrath of God from heaven upon all impiety and unrighteousness of men holding the truth in unrighteousness. DLNT, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of people holding down the truth in unrighteousness. DRA, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and injustice of those men that detain the truth of God in injustice. The English Revised Version, I think that's what it is, or ERV. God shows his anger from heaven against all the evil and wrong things that people do. Their evil lives hide the truth they have. English Standard Version, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. ESV UK, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. EXB, I believe it's Latin for God's anger or wrath, retribution, is shown, being revealed from heaven against all the evil or ungodly and wrong, wicked, unrighteous things people do. By their own evil lives, wickedness, and unrighteousness, they hide or suppress the truth. And I'm not going to read all of these things here because they're all pretty much saying the same thing. From the Phillips translation, whatever that is, it says, "Now the holy anger of God is disclosed from heaven against the godless and evil of those men who render truth dumb and inoperative by their wickedness. It is not that they do not know the truth about God. Indeed, he has made it quite plain to them. For since the beginning of the world, the invisible attributes of God, an example given, his eternal power and divinity, have been plainly discernible through things which he has made and which are commonly seen and known, thus leaving these men without a rag of excuse. They knew all the time that there is a God, yet they refused to acknowledge him as such, or to thank him for what he is or does. Thus they became facetious in their argumentations and plunged their silly minds still further into the dark." Okay, this basically is describing that the fallen wrath of man, or that the fallen state of man, is under God's wrath. And here we go with MSG, and it's not monosodium glutamate or the Michael Schenker group. But God's angry displeasure erupts as acts of human mistrust and wrongdoing and lying accumulate as people try to put a shroud over truth. But the basic reality of God is plain enough. Open your eyes, and there it is. By taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes, as such, cannot see. Eternal power, for instance, and the mystery of his divine being. So nobody has a good excuse. What happened was this. People knew God perfectly well, but when they didn't treat him like God, refusing to worship him, they trivialized themselves into silliness and confusion so that there was neither sense nor direction left in their lives. They pretended to know it all, but were illiterate regarding life. They traded the glory of God, who holds the whole world in his hands, for cheap figurines, which you can buy at any roadside stands. Now, if that's not a direct slap against Roman Catholicism, I don't know what is. Okay, so that pretty much sums it up for translations. I will be posting the document on the sermon audio page, so if you want to go through and read them all, so you can't say that I neglected your version, by all means, read it. The understanding here is that men suppress the truth and unrighteousness, the cause being that the wrath of God is upon them, and that they are indeed dead in their sin nature. And verses 19 through 23 tell us how and why this is. And I'm just going to, again, read and discern for yourselves, guys and girls. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. God has showed it to them. Now, he showed us these things for the life of the church after the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ for the last 1,986 years. There's plenty of history to back up what is being said here. In verse 20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Man does know right from wrong, and to say that he doesn't, he's lying. He's suppressing the truth and unrighteousness. And here Paul says it again. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Well, what has the Pope done? The Pope has told them that he is the vicar of Christ. He is a viceroy of Christ. He sits in the throne of Christ, which in effect is Antichrist, and I thank Steve Lumley for that. If you want to hear more about that, you can go to his site on apostasywatch.com. I'm sure he's got it available to download. and verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You know, again, it's, you know, right there. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Again, self-explanatory. Just take a look around you and see. The remainder of the chapter is a laundry list of perversions that are, as a result, or are a result, to sum it up in one word: liberalism. Plain and straight liberalism. We've got people that call themselves Christians. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. Donald Trump even says he's a Christian, you know, but we know as Christians that this cannot be. And if we examine not only ourselves, but examine the fruit and the histories of these people, we'll see that they don't behave like Christians at all, and that a mouth profession is nothing when their feet and their works don't declare them to be Christians. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And for those of you who hear lesbians say, oh, God never said anything about lesbianism, there's your verse right there, Romans 1:26. And here in verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet or necessary. Again, there's your homosexuality. And so much for Barack Obama saying that this is some obscure passage in Romans. Okay, it's hardly obscure. It's only obscure to the dead in Christ. And I'll finish it out here because, you know, I don't want to end up being redundant, which I already have, and I apologize for that. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God already gave them up. He gave them up already. I don't know how many times I can say it, that this right here is a perfect example of God choosing a people for his son. Paul's saying right here that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. He already gave them over, period. They didn't have to do anything. They were already given over. And again, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents. Does that ring a bell, anybody here in the United States of America? Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Simple. The evidence here that I've just gone over should be enough even for an unregenerate person to be able to cry out, what must I do to be saved? And the fact is if the person is not crying out, what must I do to be saved? Then you know, without any ambiguity at all, that this person is not in the body of Christ, whether they profess it or not. So here, brethren, is your sword to use to cut through the lies spun by Roman Catholicism and every other professors, and that it is not true Christianity. May the Lord bless and preserve you.